Alarm 101.3.
101.3.
You're waking up with Tony and best-selling author, newspaper columnist, and motivational speaker, Pam Sherman.
The Suburban Outlaw on Warm 101.3.
So my mother just left my family home. She lived in it 52 years. 52 years She was in that house. So, and it, literally she was working until a week before she left. So we hired, because I don't live close by, we hired a senior move specialist only at one point who was supposed to help her downsize. I called just innocently one day, and they were having an argument about the asparagus dishes.
Really?
She needed to bring them to senior living. Or the escargot dishes, because I have never in my life had escargot served to me by my mother.
Right, but she's got the dishes.
She had the dishes.
Doesn't want a part. It's a thing.
Oh my God. She had these little crystal bars, and she said, Pamela, you want these. You need to take them. Why, Mom? Well, when your guests come and they need to put their forks and knives down on something and not on your tablecloth, they put them on the little crystal bar so it doesn't make the tablecloth dirty.
There you go.
She had those. Many of them. I mean, it was, she probably had 10 sets of china. My parents were, I guess, collectors of stuff. Like, maybe it was a different time, but and she somehow managed to move a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Well, like, she could have also inherited that stuff too, and now it's
no,
yours.
God, she did not inherit. No, they were collectors, and
don't forget, I mean, my parents grew up during the Depression.
Yeah.
So they saved everything, because you never know when you're going to need it.
Okay, yes, because you might need the escargot dishes.
Exactly. The asparagus dishes.
So I helped her, you know, they had unpacked, but everything, you know, unpackers, they unpack, like, you know, the stuff from the powder room could be in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. So I went through, and I found she had a drawer, and it was filled with food storage bags, and not like Ziploc bags, but you know the machines that, you know, you can vacuum pack everything?
Yeah.
I'm like, Mom, they serve two meals a day here.
Yeah, really.
Why do you need these? And she didn't have one. She had two.
Oh, geez.
And a drawer filled with the bags. And I said, you know, Mom, you don't need two. And she said, well, what if one breaks?
It is.
And this is a very intelligent woman. And at one point, I got so exhausted from cleaning stuff out. She had a box the size of a big overstuffed chair filled with stockings.
Oh my!
And goodness. I said, you know, Mom, you sit here and you go through the stockings and decide which one she was. At one point, she goes, "Oh, I can't believe I have so many stockings."
Probably had them forever.
Yeah. Oh, so man. You know, I mean, look, if you have a house for 52 years and you collect things and you never give anything away, then this is the result of it. Yeah. So I started to do like the Japanese method of cleaning out. You have to touch something, and if it brings you joy,
you keep it. Okay.
At one point, I picked up an old nightgown, and I said, does this give you joy? Because if it doesn't, we're getting rid of it. And she looked at me, and she said, it gives me joy, Pamela.
Of course it did.
Warm 101.3.
For more Pam Sherman, click on the Suburban Outlaw link now at warm1013.com.
Warm1013.com.